It's just the technology has gotten so, you know, broadly available and so universal that, you know, we just miss those things. But yes, GMRS has its own set of rules, and part of those rules are not, your radios are not programmable, they're channelized. And, you know, period, end of story. You can program the PL tone, but that's it. You know, you can't program frequencies or what frequencies or anything like that. You know, I suppose if they could make a radio that would only allow you to program it to fixed GMRS channels, which that's channelized, right? So there you go. So GMRS radios must be channelized and all that good stuff. So using any kind of radio, even a commercial radio with FPP, although that one you could probably, an actual public safety radio with FPP enabled would probably be fine. I don't know. I'm not even going to open up that can of worms. But bottom line is that, you know, the public safety and commercial worlds do not allow for, just like GMRS, do not allow for front panel programmable radios. So I'm just wondering, where do they get the, you know, where do they, I understand why. I understand what NIFOG says is the why. But I want to understand, where do they get the authorization to do it? You know, where if an FCC officer walked up to you right now and grabbed your APX out of your hand or your XTS or your XTL, and he keyed in, a GMRS frequency, which in the particular case of that one would be capable, you know, how are you not in violation, right?